On the 16th anniversary of the hanging of Nigerian activist Ken Saro-Wiwa, Amnesty International is calling on Royal Dutch Shell to pay $1 billion in damages for the company's two 2008 oil spills in the Niger Delta, affecting the lives of 69,000 people. The two spills from a Shell pipeline occurred in the town of Bodo, a rural community that relies on fishing and farming for its survival. Shell failed to stop the first leak in August 2008 for 2 weeks. Amnesty estimates more oil leaked in this spill than from the Exxon Valdez disaster in 1989. Currently, the fight over monetary damages is tied up in a British court. Shell blames the oil spills on sabotage, denying that poor maintenance of the pipeline was responsible. Amnesty claims the oil spills directly harmed the health of villagers in Bodo by contaminating the community's drinking water supply. Air quality in the region has also deteriorated as the warm sun releases oil fumes. Militant groups in the region, like the Movement to Emancipate the Niger Delta, or MEND, are resuming their operations, which have included kidnappings and attacks on foreign oil company workers. The situation had been quiet since 2009, when the Nigerian government offered amnesty to top MEND commanders. But rebel leaders now complain of broken government promises and a deadly legacy of decades of oil pollution in the Niger Delta. On November 6, 2010, Russian blogger and journalist Oleg Kashin was badly beaten with a crowbar in front of his Moscow home. Kashin could have easily died, but was saved by emergency surgery paid for by his publisher, Alisher Usmanov, a wealthy metal magnate who is friends with outgoing Russian President Dmitry Medvedev. Kashin, who writes about Russia's political youth groups for the country's largest daily newspaper, Kommersant, urged his large circle of journalist friends to put pressure on the president to launch a full-scale investigation. Although Medvedev promised the attackers would be brought to justice, no one has yet been charged in the case, and the investigation is falling apart. Although an establishment journalist, Kashin is no closer to achieving justice than the families of murdered colleagues like investigative reporter Anna Politkovskaya or Forbes editor Paul Klebnikov. For the first 10 months of the inquiry, Sergei Galkin led the investigation, the same official who had investigated other attacks on journalists, including the Politkovskaya case. Detectives looked into links between pro-Kremlin youth groups and the attack on Kashin and found that the blogger was under surveillance by the youth wing of Vladimir Putin's political party, United Russia. Galkin was pulled off the case in October and replaced by another detective after Medvedev announced he would step aside to allow Vladimir Putin to run for another term as Russia's president. Now, any chance of arresting the attackers, let alone finding out who ordered the attack on Kashin, is fading fast. After serving 20 years as sheriff of Arizona's Maricopa County, Joe Arpaio, a strong ally of the right-wing Tea Party movement, could be in political trouble. On election night, Arpaio stood next to defeated State Senate President Russell Pierce, an anti-immigrant ally who lost a recall election driven by moderate Republicans and Latino voters. It was the second big defeat for Arpaio in 2 years. Former county attorney Andrew Thomas, who devised the legal rationale for Arpaio's immigrant raids, lost the GOP primary for Arizona Attorney General in 2010. Arpaio now faces two federal Justice Department investigations involving charges that he abused his office and violated the civil rights of Latinos. In 2010, the Justice Department sued Arpaio for access to records in the Maricopa County Sheriff's Office, which includes Phoenix and surrounding suburbs. At the time of the lawsuit in 2010, Arpaio stated, "They are not going to put handcuffs on this sheriff. I am not going to surrender." In recent months, Arpaio inserted himself into the 2012 GOP presidential primary race by deputizing his cold case posse to investigate President Obama's birth certificate and considering endorsements for Herman Cain, Mitt Romney, and Michelle Bachmann. Even though a strong challenger has not yet emerged, Sheriff Arpaio is expecting a tough re-election fight in 2012. Randy Peraz, who organized the successful recall campaign against Russell Pierce, has his sights set on Arpaio and his extremist brand of politics. This week's news summary was compiled by Bob Nixon. For Between the Lines, I'm Liz Becker.